Caddo, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs.
Today's story, The Caverns of Death.
Which we're about to enter is one of the most magnificent of nature's wonders.
Hey, this is pretty impressive, isn't it?
Hey, I'll say. Hey, gosh, take a look at the section we're entering now. It's as big as all outdoors.
We've named this great natural hall the Temple of Vulcan, after the Roman god of fire, because of the pit that you see over there near the center, from which vapors continually fall.
I think your class will find this the most interesting part of the cavern. Professor Morley?
Is it safe for me to bring my students any closer to the pit?
Are the vapors harmless?
Sure, it's just heat.
Hey, come on, fellas, let's take a look at it.
Come on, fellas.
Eddie, come with me.
Now, mind you, boys, it's up too close.
Oh, it's all right, Professor Morley. There's a railing around the pit.
Now, this great circular crater, approximately 100 feet in diameter, is truly one of the natural masterpieces of the entire Southwest. At the base of this pit is a pool of water, which is believed to be bottomless. The steam which you see rising before you is emitted from clefts in the rocky wall, about 15 feet below the brim. These may be seen by leaning slightly over the railing and looking down.
Can you see them, Eddie?
No, not yet.
Look, lean over here. See them?
Oh, yeah, look down there.
We're doing everything we can, Professor Morley.
Oh, this is horrible, horrible. My entire class, 17 fine young men, are down at the bottom of that pit. I don't know whether they're alive or dead.
Now, take it easy. There's still hope. There ain't no bodies come up yet.
Oh, but the rescue party's been down there for over an hour. There ought to be somewhere.
Well, it takes a long time to drag the pool, you know. Oh, here comes one of the rescue squad now. Hey, Harry, what's happened down there?
Yes, yes, what's the news?
Oh, we dragged the pool up, down, and over again.
Yes?
There wasn't one single body to be found.
Tell me if that's the claim from the
east. Yes.
Thank you.
How'd you do, Miss Lane?
Oh, Professor Morley, I'm so sorry. I heard about the dreadful thing that happened yesterday. I can't tell you how badly I feel.
Oh, it's horrible. Inconceivable. I still can't believe it's true.
Has there been any further word of the boys?
No. None have been found. Not even their bodies. That's what makes it so horrible.
I can't understand it.
It's all my fault. I should never have taken them to the cavern.
You mustn't blame yourself, Professor. You couldn't foresee the danger.
How am I going to face the parents of those poor boys?
Oh, I know. It's sad for everyone.
Some of the parents are arriving on this plane that's just landed. Will you excuse me? I must meet them.
Certainly, Professor. I'm expecting a friend on this plane myself.
Good day, Miss Lane.
Good day.
Oh, Margot.
Lamont. Oh, Lamont.
How are you, Margot?
I'm disgustingly healthy. Must be this mountain air.
So nice to see you.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to come out. I know you'll just love the club.
I'm sure that... The way I read in this morning's paper about an accident at Cavern. What's the latest on it?
Not a thing. I was talking to Professor Morley just before you arrived.
Oh, he was the man in charge of the car.
Yeah.
Have they found any trace of the boys yet?
None.
Hmm.
Well, here's the car. Get in. Will you drive?
Certainly.
Follow the road to the left. It leads straight to the club.
Are cabins on the same road?
Yes, they are. Why did you ask?
I thought we might stop and take a look at them.
Lamont, what's your purpose in stopping? I know you too well to think it's morbid curiosity.
There are several things about this accident that I'd like to understand more fully.
What things, Lamont?
I wonder if anyone has taken the trouble to find out exactly how those young men fell into the pit.
Well, yes, of course. The railing broke and the rim of the crater gave way.
But isn't that rim solid rock?
Yes, I think so.
How strange that it collapsed, don't you think?
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Even more important, why hasn't any trace of those young men been found?
Well, they're supposed to have fallen into a bottomless pool.
A strange pool that refuses to give up its dead. There must be something mysterious about that pit, Margot, and when we reach the caverns, I intend to find out what it is.
Shouldn't be taking you in here. These caverns were officially closed after the accident.
Then nothing has been discovered yet?
No, ma'am. There was a party down there about an hour ago. We didn't find a thing. Here we are. This is the pit.
That's it.
That must be the place where the rim gave way.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Broke off very evenly, didn't it?
Yes. Rocks do that sometimes.
Might I examine it?
Well, you can't go near there. That's ordered.
Very well. Tell me, how did the searching party get into the pit?
Rope ladder. Over on the other side.
The bottom of the pit entirely covered by the pool?
There's a wide ledge on one side. That's why the searching party went down over there.
Wait for me up here, Margot.
Where are you going?
The bottom of the pit.
That's pretty risky, going down there alone.
Oh, but he's not going alone.
Well, I'm not going with him.
I know, I am.
But Margot...
I'm going with you, Lamont.
Well, if you've made up your mind, I know better than to argue with you.
Here's the ladder.
What about these vapors, Guy? Are they very hot?
No, after you're down 20 feet, you'll be past them anyhow.
Well, here we go. I'll lead the way. Careful when you start, Margot. Both ladders are tricky.
Keep going, Lamont. I'm right behind you.
I'll be a lot happier when you pass through these vapors.
Yes, that... Oh!
What's the matter?
I almost slipped.
Goodness, Margot, be careful.
Yes, I will.
There. We'll be out of the vapors.
How far is it to the bottom?
I'll use my flashlight. A little way now. The ledge is directed north.
The voice is down strange down here. Hollow. Like a tomb.
That's what it is, Margot. There. On the ledge. Easy now. Easy down.
Thank you.
Watch your steps. These rocks are slippery.
No, that's how everything feels down here. Icy and cold.
Take a look around. Stay close. Hold my hand.
All right, Lamont.
It's the pool.
It looks so black and sinister.
Yes, it's easy to believe that it's bottomless. Now we're starting in this direction and circle the pool.
All right. It's awfully dark down here. Lamont, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
What was it?
Don't know. It seems to be coming from the pool on our right.
Who's there?
There's a flashlight on it. No one answers.
Look, Lamont. Someone's clinging to the edge of the pool.
Come on, Margot.
Lamont, do you suppose it could be one of them?
We'll see. Take the light, Margot. I'll put it on the water.
Give it to me.
Oh, I don't know. Come on. There you are.
Lamont, it is one of the students. I know it is. I've seen him around the village.
I've got to get out. Take it easy. We'll get you out. What about the others? Are they alive? Do you understand me? Are they alive?
Railing's breaking. They're falling.
Hello!
Very sick boy. Get him out of there quickly. I'll call the guard. Hello? Hello, sir.
What do you want? I'm one of the students alive. You want a rope? Here it is.
Here he comes. This is Margot while I try to turn this up.
Lamont, where did he come from? What are the others?
I don't know. This boy's better than that. You can tell us that.
I heard your conversation with the two men that just left. What are they afraid Molly, the cook here, I tell you. I don't know nothing.
Who is the man in the gas mask?
Well, he's the boss. That's all I know. I never seen his face.
Why does he wear the mask?
Well, they always wear masks when they go to the lower level of the cavern.
Lower level? Then there's more to the caverns than the public has viewed.
Sure, that's where the... Hey, I told you I don't know nothing.
You must realize that you will never leave this place alive unless I help you. And you help me.
Well, maybe you're right.
You know I am. Now, what about those boys? Are they alive or dead?
I don't know. But when they fell, it wasn't no accident. Somewhere in the wall of that pit, there's a stick.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have. No.
He's dead.
Yes. And that, Mr. Shadow, is all that you're going to hear.
I presume that you are the man they call the boss.
That's right, Shadow. We're meeting on equal terms. Although I can't see you, I too am hidden, safe behind this wall.
What happened to those boys?
That's my affair, Shadow. And I advise you to keep out of it. That dead man on the floor is proof that I mean business.
I regard that as a challenge. From now on, it is war between us. I promise to save those young men and bring you and your gang to justice.
Your hand, Margo. Help you down to the
left. Thanks. Are you sure no one saw us entering this ship?
If you'd known about these caverns this hour tonight, the best is to be as quiet as possible.
What is it you expect to find here?
Well, what the cook told me before he was murdered. Somewhere in the wall of this crater, there's a secret entrance to the lower level of the cavern.
Do you think that the boy's bodies are in there?
Yes. Yes, I do. What probably happened is this. The rim of this pit was deliberately undermined. They were dropped into the cavern.
And from the cavern they were taken through the secret door?
Exactly. Now, Margo, take your flashlight carefully along that wall. Up there to the side. Any of these projecting rocks make a few entrance.
Lamont, what do you suppose is behind all
this? We won't know until we get beyond these walls.
Look, Lamont, what's this? This crack. It runs completely around the rock.
It does.
You suppose it's the door?
I'll try to see.
Lamont, move it. I'll give you a hand.
Thanks. Yes, open easily now. There we are. Wide enough, let us through. Come on.
Look, it's a regular labyrinth in here.
Yes.
There are passages in all directions.
Margo, we must search these caves and tunnels. I think they'll give us a clue to the complete disappearance of the student.
Wouldn't we save time if we each search the separate column?
No. It's better for you to remain here at the entrance to the pit, and you can guide me back with the sound of your voice.
Very well.
I'll follow this passage first. You can call to me once in a while so that I won't go too far.
All right.
They're growing narrower. Alex, can you hear me, Margo?
Yes, sir.
I've reached the bend in the passageway. I'm feeling it doesn't lead anywhere. You still hear this? Margo.
Not if we proceed carefully. Walk straight down the passageway. stay close to the wall. I'll be right beside you.
Did you discover anything?
No. Now, I've been too concerned with finding you. Turn your arm to the deck quickly.
That's what they are.
Quick. I find this rock. Don't move.
Can't waste much longer than I'm looking for.
He'll never find his way out.
Well, let him go for now. There's something more important to attend to than mine.
All right, Margo. He's gone. This corridor leads up directly outdoors. Follow it. You'll come out within 100 yards of the car.
Are you coming with me?
No, I must follow them. Didn't you hear them speak about a mine?
Yes.
That may be our clue to the whereabouts of the missing boys.
Do be careful, Lamont. These men are dangerous. They stop at nothing.
There's something I want you to do, Margo. As soon as you reach the village, communicate with the police and bring them back here. I may need their help.
All right. Goodbye, Lamont. Good luck.
few details that you've overlooked, Shadow. This chamber is filled with a gas that destroys the willpower. In a few minutes, you will feel its effect, and we will be able to see you. I feel its effect. But before the gas destroys my will and my willpower, permitting you to see me, I shall have settled my score with you.
That's not your way.
You may not know that this gas with which this mine is filled is also highly explosive. If I strike this match, these cannons will be blown to kingdom come. And blow yourself up with it? If I have that power enough, yes, that's just what I'll do. I advise you to put that match away. Oh, no. I am holding a revolver which is aimed at your head. You make one move, strike a light. I'll fire. That seems to amuse you. You must think I'm pretty stupid. You know as well as I do that a pistol shot would ignite this gas as quickly as my match.
Well, if that stops you.
Have you anything to say?
Maybe the gas has got it. Maybe we'll see it.
Yes, we can. Let go of me. I'll just relieve you of those matches.
What's the matter, boss? Shadow, look the matches.
Now I demand that you open that door. Let those young men out.
Oh, no.
Any similarities to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.